This is New England Public Radio. Three Democratic write-in candidates are running for the seat that until recently was held by former Massachusetts Senate President Stan Rosenberg. These candidates say one of their biggest challenges has been teaching voters how to cast a ballot for them. And local elections officials say they're gearing up for what could be a long and potentially complicated election day. New England Public Radio's Adam Frenier reports.
Rosenberg had been caught up in a months-long controversy surrounding his husband, Brian Hefner. Hefner was charged with sexual assault, and in May, a scathing ethics report said Rosenberg had violated the trust of the Senate by allowing Hefner access to his email and not doing anything to stop the behavior. So Rosenberg resigned just 2 days after the candidate filing deadline. That left just one person, Democrat Chelsea Klein, on the ballot. But soon, some write-in candidates emerged, like Joe Comerford.
If you want a fearless fighter, go with Joe. Go with Joe. There's no candidate who's brighter. Go with Joe.
Comerford, a former campaign director for Move On, says she decided to enlist a local musician to help write a campaign jingle and hopes it's catchy enough to stick with voters all the way to the polls. She says write-in candidates have more work to do in order to get voters to understand the issues and also
to encourage and inspire voters to not only turn out on primary day, but actually take that one more giant leap to want to vote for me so much that they would actually take pains to write me in or put down a sticker.
Another running for the seat, local Veterans Services official Steve Connor, says having to educate voters about the mechanics of write-in votes has made it harder to campaign.
Hey, you've got to write me in. You've got to do it here. And no, you got to do it. Make sure you color in the dot or put an X next to my name. So yeah, that kind of stuff has taken away from just trying to spread the word and what you're trying to do.
Northampton is Hampshire County's seat and one of the sprawling district's largest communities, along with Amherst. The city council president here, Ryan O'Donnell, has also launched a write-in bid for the state senate. He says it's not impossible for a write-in to be victorious next week, but voter education does have a cost.
You know, when you print something, you send to somebody, it's a question of space. I mean, every inch on a flyer technically costs money, I suppose. And so if you're spending more of it just telling people how to vote, that drives up the cost.
Voters are supposed to include the candidate's name and address when writing them in. Some campaigns are printing stickers with all of that information. However, the Massachusetts Secretary of State's office gives local election officials broad powers to determine the voter's intent. In other words, a name only should do. But Northampton's city clerk Pam Powers says voters will need to be careful about writing in names or placing stickers in the right place on the ballot.
Let's say somebody feels that their sticker isn't going to fit in this particular category under senator and general court, and they put it over underneath the register of deeds, and that person's vote will count under the register of deeds.
And Powers says there's only so much assistance poll workers can provide.
We can help people determine how to fill out their ballot, but as far as the write-in candidates themselves, we cannot offer any sort of information to the voter.
Northampton uses electronic equipment, including scanners, to count ballots, but write-in votes will have to be counted by hand. That will make a long election day even longer. There's also another catch. On those ballots used for scanners, there's a clearly marked space to write a candidate in, but there are 24 communities in the Senate district, and 10 of them still use old-fashioned paper ballots distributed by the Secretary of State's office. Those will present a different challenge for election officials.
For all of the offices, it lists the office, the candidate's name, and a bold line, which would make you think that that is the end of that office.
That's Lisa Stratford, the town clerk in Leverett, a community of less than 2,000 north of Amherst.
However, for a write-in, we'll be asking people to write below the bold line and above the next office.
So on these ballots, there is no dedicated space to write in a candidate's name. And what if a voter wants to use one of those stickers?
They can put them right over the candidate's name that is already on the ballot. Intent is what we're going for.
That might not fly in every community, though, and that's part of the confusion. Different election officials could see things different ways, and mistakes on the ballot could nullify votes. With so many candidates, that could be a deciding factor. And with no other declared candidates from other parties, the winner of the Democratic primary is likely headed to Beacon Hill. For New England Public Radio, I'm Adam Frenier.